Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast, where we cut through the noise, ditch the drama, get out of the bullshit, and get real about stepping into who God actually created you to be. Today's episode is going to wake you up because we're talking about one of the biggest lies that you've been living under without even realizing it. Okay. Your brain is not the boss of you. You are the boss of your brain. So if you're tired of second guessing yourself, spiraling in fear, or feeling stuck at the starting line of your next big thing, stay with me, love. Stay with me. It's time to take your authority back, babe. Let's get into it. Hello, hello. I hope you guys had an incredible weekend. This week is fucking crazy for me. My daughter is graduating college this weekend. I have a big to-do list. Let's just say that. I have a big to-do list. And most of this has just been, you know, opening my wallet and pulling out the debit card, right? That's kind of what it's been like. But, no, I'm super excited for her. We've got family coming in from Colorado. It's just going to be super great to celebrate her. My big girls both moved out. I think I told you guys that. So I haven't really processed that. I think I'm holding on to that until like next week. But there is a big shift in the house. Like energetically, it's just very, it is so different. It's so different. I still have four kids at home, so I'm not quite that empty nester, but we are working our way to it. So listen, today's episode, because when we let our brain boss us instead of being the boss of our brain, I'm going to be honest, the consequences are deep and it really feels normal until you start to name them. So I'm going to go over some key things that might catch your interest and you're going to be like, oh my God, she's right. My brain is bossing me around and that's not its job. You're stuck in survival mode. Like your brain's primary job is survival, okay? Not success. It is wired for survival. So what happens when it's in charge is that it constantly scans for danger. It is always assuming the worst and it resists risk, even healthy risk. Maybe you're living in a way that you've been reacting to fear instead of genuinely responding to faith. And what's going to happen here is that, you know, you are missing opportunities. You have chronic anxiety. You're hesitating to act even when God is calling you forward. These are the things that happens. And this is not good or bad. It just is. This is your brain protecting you. So we don't come out the gate saying, you know, I hate my brain. Like that's definitely not the mindset that I want you to get out of this episode today. I want you to understand that your brain loves you and it wants to keep you safe, but you need to learn that it's kind of like a kid. It needs direction and guidance. Like you have to go first. Maybe you've been defaulting to limiting beliefs because if your brain is unmanaged, it definitely just stays in that DMN. That's the default mode network, defaults to old programming. So it's going to be the stories from your trauma, from your failures, from your shame, from your frustration, from your regrets. And you start to believe like I'm not enough or it won't work. And you don't even question it. I think this is something my husband and I have been working together every day, like working on ourselves and each other. We've carved out, you know, or our relationship, not really each other, but we've carved out time every morning to really put in the work so we can grow into the potential that we were called to, right? And something I really see a lot is that he has these stories that he's stuck on. This never works out for me. This always fails. Like it is that self-fulfilled prophecy and it's not his fault. It is just absolute. He was never aware that he was the boss of his brain. So we stuck to these stories. For 47 years now, he's been on autopilot, you know, of like collecting all this. So it's not a matter of like, it's not going to work. It's a matter of, you know, you have to learn to work with it. So what's going to happen? You believe these self-fulfilled prophecies, the stuff comes true. You end up in that loophole. You can't get out of it. And like, you're honestly just confusing familiarity with truth, right? So what are you doing to yourself? You're self-sabotaging. I talked about that last week because I am the queen of that. I'm in the era of awareness of like, okay, I'm self-sabotaging right now. Cool. Let's step away from this. Right. But this is what happens. You're going to self-sabotage. You've got imposter syndrome. This one like sneaks up on me out of nowhere. And that's really kind of what I've struggled with when it came to sharing Bible study with a badass. I let imposter syndrome take me over. I took everybody's stories and I was like, ooh, there's, you know, cause I've told myself forever, there's always truth in something. Like if something hurts your feelings, there's a little bit of truth. I've always said that. And the truth is, yeah, I felt like an imposter because I'm not the cookie cutter Christian. So I had to really work out my issue with that, you know, and you know, I still have not started back the Bible study with the badass videos, but I will be doing that after this crazy week because I know the truth now. I know why I was letting, you know, the default story run the show. I wasn't being the boss of my brain. That's a lie. You know, I don't have to be a cookie cutter Christian to tell someone about Jesus. Like that is not, if we waited for everybody in the Bible to be perfect before talking about Jesus, nobody would know him. Nobody. And I bet part of your issue is that you are staying smaller than your calling. You just are. You are because I know I am. And I feel like I meet so many people that are doing just that. Another issue that you're really going to have if your brain is the boss of you is emotional whiplash. I can already feel you guys like, yep, this is it. Emotional whiplash. I feel that because what happens is that your brain loves certainty. So it freaks the fuck out when growth brings discomfort. It freaks out. And if your brain is the boss, the emotions run wild trying to avoid anything and everything that's going to make them uncomfortable, even the blessings. Okay. So what's happening? You're moody AF. Your mood swings are out of control. You give up when it starts to feel hard. You need constant validation instead of just being really grounded in the truth. Then you have that paralysis by analysis. Okay. I used to hear this at like seminars and different network marketing events. Paralysis analysis. The brain overthinks to avoid making mistakes. And if it's left in charge, it's going to paralyze you with endless what ifs instead of moving you forward in faith. So what happens? You are in the land of procrastination, indecision, and delayed destiny. You're frozen. Paralyzed, stuck. And the worst part here, and this is how I know I'm going off track and I'm letting my brain run the show, is that there is a huge disconnect from God's voice. Because when my brain is overactive and it's going crazy, and it does that, I have a very neurospicy brain. I love it. I am just really stepping into the awareness of how I need to learn to work with it instead of against it. I feel like I've been fighting it instead of like, okay, let's work together. We could be better, but that's what happens. Your mind is drowning out the still. It's drowning out that voice of God. So you're not spirit led, you're thought led, and that's not going to get you anywhere. This is going to, you know, keep you confused about your purpose. It's going to give you literal spiritual burnout because you're going to feel distant from God, even when you're working hard and reading the things, because you have not practiced the pause to just listen. And what's going to happen is that if you don't boss your brain, fear will. And fear's only job is to keep you small. If you don't boss your brain, fear will. Fear's only job is to keep you small. I know you're like, Brandon, you've been talking to me. I feel like I am on the edge of a powerful shift. Give me a foundation that's going to bring me a lasting transformation. Absolutely. That's what I'm here for. I'm just going to give you three steps here. Okay. So we're going to keep it simple. The KISS method, keep it simple, stupid. Don't overthink this. That's it. All you're going to do is you're going to explain to yourself that you are not your thoughts. Your brain is designed to produce thoughts, not always the right ones. I want you to literally compare it to a heart that beats. Like you are not consciously controlling every heartbeat. You're not consciously controlling it. You're not consciously controlling your thoughts, but you can influence your heart health. Does that make sense? It beats no matter what, but you can make choices to be consciously aware of your heart health. It's the same thing for your brain. With these thoughts, you can be consciously aware to influence the thoughts that you're having. You don't control every thought automatically, but you get to choose which ones you agree with, which ones you hold on to, which ones you call in, which ones you challenge, which ones you reject. You just see them and you say, "Oh, that thought doesn't serve me. Go away. Go away." And part of my meditation in the morning, our, prayer meditation is like, we last week we were doing one that, this Graham Cook, if you guys have not gotten my 5-day free trial of this Bible study app or like this, it's an incredible, it's incredible. I don't care where you are with your relationship with Christ. If you're new, if you're, if you've known him your whole life, this app will meet you where you are. It's incredible. A great community, great support system. It's amazing. So anyway, I'm listening to it, and this happens when you're listening to stuff. Your brain kind of goes off on little tangents of thinking. And we were asked to choose a new scripture, one of God's promises, to replace something that is an unserving thought, right? So my brain just got stuck on the tangent of looking at all the thoughts I have that don't serve me. And I'm totally getting lost in that. And it was just a matter of like imagining. So I'm laying there with my eyes closed. Graham's voice is very soothing. And I all of a sudden I'm getting swept up in the wave of all the thoughts that don't serve me. And I start like validating them, like, "Oh, that's right. This, and this." And I kind of just imagine myself pushing those thoughts away, and they just like dissipated in the air like a cloud of smoke, right? Like I see the words in my mind and I push them to the side and they just dissipated. Like it was amazing. And I brought in what I really want to call into my life is that God has me. Everything always works out in my favor. He promised that. He has a lot of promises. So it's just a matter of like, I didn't let these thoughts go crazy. I didn't let them hold me captive forever. There was just an awareness of like, I get to decide what I'm holding on to today, And I think that's important. I think, you don't get to control every thought automatically. But you do get to choose which ones you're bringing in. And your brain's first thought, it's not always your best thought. You're not a slave to what pops into your brain. You're the one in authority. Your brain is your employee, not your CEO. Your brain works for you. Your brain works for you. If you've ever wanted to be a boss, now's your chance. It will follow the instructions you give it most consistently. So obviously, if you're allowing fear and doubt and confusion to sit as CEO in the chair of your company, AKA your life, you're going to be running on chaos. If you, led by faith and higher intention, with God's hand in there, stay in the CEO chair, then your brain becomes a tool to carry out your potential, your amazing plans, your goals, all of that. Your brain takes orders. It will execute fear just as well as it will execute faith. And it depends on who's calling the shots. You have to activate that practice boss moves daily. Practice boss moves daily. Retrain your thinking. These are your boss moves. You notice the thought, that's your awareness. Name it as helpful or harmful. Does this serve me? Does it not? There's the judgment. Neutralize or nourish, okay? This is your action. You don't have to control everything you think, but you have to respond as the boss, not the bystander, not the employee, not the stand-in, not the extra. You are the boss. You're the star of the show. This is your movie. This is your everything. You are the boss. You are the boss. Every time you challenge a lie and replace it with truth, you're firing fear and promoting faith. That's a boss move. Take every thought captive to obey Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 10:5. Reinforce with yourself that God empowers you to lead your mind, not be led by it. He literally is saying, you're the boss of your brain. You're the boss of your brain. How is this going to benefit your life? If you really decide to take action and become the CEO of your life, become the main character energy, if you step into the superpower that you have, if you tap into this supernatural love and faith that God has for you, what happens? You have freedom from automatic fear. You stop living in reaction mode. Fear no longer has a default yes in your life. You will get to move forward even when fear whispers, stay small. You're not good enough. This is never going to work out for you. You're stupid, right? You get to move forward because none of that matters. You make faster faith-based decisions because you make choices rooted in clarity and conviction, not confusion and chaos. You stop second-guessing yourself every 5 minutes. Peace replaces pressure. Confidence replaces constant questioning. The best thing about this, and I think this is probably like my number one MO here, is you are breaking generational cycles because you stop passing down that fear-based mindset to your kids. It'll stop being contagious to your community, your team, your family, whatever that is. You're setting a new standard of resilience and faith for future generations. You are not just fighting for yourself anymore. You're leading a legacy. A legacy. Everybody wants to be remembered. Everybody. You'll have real boldness, not a fake hustle. You act from purpose, not panic. You show up fully in the spaces that you're called to. And this is an unapologetic move. You can finally live the life that you have felt stirring inside of you for so long without faking confidence or just like fake it till you make it without just like pushing through. It's genuine. You have emotional mastery. You manage your emotions without suppressing them. Hard days don't derail you anymore. Big wins don't inflate you. You just are. You want that emotional resilience because you're going to get the consistent progress no matter what life throws at you. And you'll have that huge spiritual alignment because you can hear God because your mind isn't cluttered with panic. You're not trying to people please. You're not after perfection. Your thoughts come under kingdom authority, not chaos. And we are humans. We crave that deeper connection. This brings it. When you boss your brain, you don't just change your thoughts, you change your life. And that's a wrap for today. Listen, bitch, your life changes the second you realize you don't have to believe every thought you think. Like you're in charge. You've been in charge. If today lit a fire under you, don't just sit on it. Head over to my website, brandonlynette.com. Dive in deeper. Get what you can out of there. Get connected to everything you can to keep me in your space, to keep this momentum going. Okay. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple or Spotify, and absolutely leave a review. Okay. I need the reviews, you guys. It's going to help a lot to make sure that other people can hear the shit. Make sure you check the show notes for all the links and goodies, hit them up, and don't forget to share this episode, okay, to anyone who needs to boss up and break free. So I'll see you back here Wednesday. I love you guys.